Hello, it's a baby girl. And for those who are new to this podcast, my name is Gloria, and this is Why Are You Pressed, your number one source for everything pop culture and relatable topics. I also dissect popular and controversial topics. So get your teacups ready because tea is hot and it's ready to be served. I just say hot. Tea is hot, guys. Tea is hot, guys, and it's ready to be served. So here is my beautiful Pepsi bottle that is going to serve as my teacup. I'm not at home, so I can't get access to teacup. And inside there isn't tea, guys. It's buttermilk. So that's it. So before I get into the meme part of this trailer, I first of all want to introduce myself. I don't know if introducing myself is going to make this podcast any better, is going to increase the listens, or it's just going to make this podcast just stagnant. But I just want to say thank you to Black Girls Living Podcast for giving me this inspiration to introduce myself, because I was listening to the first episode of their podcast, like the first episode of their podcast, and they introduced themselves, and I'm like, I need to do this. Write it down, write it down. So anyway, I'm 21 years old. I'm from Nigeria, and I live in Nigeria. And by God's grace, I'm going to leave this country. Japa, Japa. It's calling my name. Like, I literally can't wait to leave this country. I'm currently doing NYC, and I can't wait for it to be over. I'm literally just like writing it down in my notes app, like as the days are going. Like, I'm just like, it just titled Days to Summer. I feel like once July 1st comes, in my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go home, and after, like, maybe I'll spend some time at home, and I come back to where I'm serving. So I'll just be like, okay, just a few months for my NYC to be over till I pass out. So I'm just really so glad that I just checked the days. You just keep on reducing. So I'm a huge fan of music. I love listening to music. I've been listening to music since like I was like a child, since I was small. Like I think it was first time for me like listening to like music on radio till it just like increased and increased. And I can go on like weeks without listening to music. I actually can do that, even though I'm a huge fan. Like, I can go on weeks without listening to music, and I'll just tell myself that, ah, you've not listened to music in a while. I'll quickly just go and listen to music. And like my favorite artist, I listen to lots of people, but I'll just like mention a few. I love Conan Gray, Dua Lipa, like Dua Lipa, like I must see her one day, I must see her. I listen to Lorde, Olivia O'Brien, Role Model. Lana Del Rey. That's just like the few I can mention. I'm a huge fan of series. I refer to what series than movies. Like, I can have like I say 100 movies on my laptop, and I won't still watch it because I'm like, I'll just be checking. I'm like, this thing is not interesting, it's not interesting. And I'll see a series, and I prefer to watch the series. And some of my favorite series, I really love How to Get Away with Murder. I love Insecure, Sex Education, and many others. Currently, I'm watching I Know What You Did Last Summer, and it's really good. I recommend you to watch it. What else? What else can I mention? I really dislike stupid people. If you're stupid, just move away from me. And I'm antisocial, and I'm quiet. Like, I'm really quiet, and I really don't see anything wrong with it. And I'm really tired of people asking me, oh, why are you quiet? Why don't you talk? I at least see you smile. Like, please shut the fuck up. If you're like, maybe follow me on social media, especially Instagram, or maybe probably WhatsApp, but I don't really like use WhatsApp that much. Maybe probably Instagram, and you've seen me like post about how I really dislike people, but they're asking me, you're so quiet, I don't see you smile, blah blah blah. And I'm always talking about it, like maybe I'm not going to like stop talking about it because I just feel very foolish and very stupid. And like before, I would just like maybe smile at them or just give them reasons that, oh, that's just the way I am, that's the way my face is. But like right now, you don't need like my what do you call the name? You don't need my what do you call the name? I can't remember. But you don't need my what to say. I don't have to tell you the reason. You don't need my reasons for that, to be honest. Like, I'm just going to give you straight the very stupid question and just fuck off. Like, get the fuck out. So that's literally it. It's, what else do I have to say? I just like cats. Like, I'm really afraid of cats. If I see a cat, I'm literally going to run away. Like, I saw one yesterday and he kept staring at me, and I'm like, please just be going to your destination and leave me alone. What else again can I say? I love reading books. Yes, I'm a huge fan of books. I love reading books. I read every day now. What else again? I'm a writer. I write. I'm not publishing any book anyway. But by God's grace, I'm going to be a best-selling author in Jesus' name. Amen. So that's all. Like, this just feels like, you know, when you're chatting with someone and they're asking you, tell me about yourself, and you now start thinking, what's about me? Like, you literally don't know what to even say. This is the moment right now, but I feel like I've said everything I can say for now. So this podcast used to be called the 2515 podcast, created by my friend and I, Leticia and I. And 2515 podcast, like the name 2515, actually formed it, but it was like gotten from our birthdays, 25 August, and my friend 15th June. Yeah, so we're just like, I just got 2515, and it was really so nice. But since like I realized that I'll be the only one hosting this podcast, I decided to change the name. That it's no more Gloria and Leticia, it's just Gloria alone. I've had two co-hosts since when I started this podcast. I started it last year, I guess, on Valentine's Day, and I've had two co-hosts. They've had a very, very big busy schedule, so they've had to leave this podcast, which is really sad. But I really enjoy what you call the name. I really enjoy hosting this podcast alone, and it's really so nice. So that's why I changed the name to Why Are You Pressed? And why did I get Why Are You Pressed? Since I've been talking about controversial, popular topics, and most of the topics I talk about are actually like derived from Twitter. Thank you, Twitter, for giving me things to talk about on this podcast, because the things I see, I'm like, why are you this stupid? Like, did you think before you wrote this thing, before you like type this thing, and it's like, oh, it's sent, tweet, did you think about it? So, and there are a lot of things that are just like happening, like maybe something happened or someone said something, and people are just really pressed about it, especially men. I'm literally just so pressed about it. I'm like, why are you depressed about this? Like, cocoin? It's like, it's not your business. It's not that kind of thing. That's literally why I just go by your press. Add a list of things I want to speak about. Like the intro to this podcast, I was like, tea is hot. I'm ready to be served. So most of the names I add for this podcast, add tea. I will read some to you guys. Let's sip the tea. Laced with tea or truth. What else? It's tea time. Everything tea. And I actually like some more, but this Why Are You Pressed is literally it. It literally just fits the podcast, to be honest. And tell me, do you guys like it? Because I really like it. Like, Why Are You Pressed? So for the first two podcasts, I've been talking about controversial, popular topics. And when I was thinking about this new era of this podcast, I was like, okay, I can add something to it, and boom, pop culture appeared. Like, I feel like I know a lot of things about these pop culture things, music, movies, fashion, and celebrities. Like, I feel like maybe based on social media, and I like follow like maybe all these like news, gossip updates, I would say, or maybe Instagram and social media pages. I've literally just like gotten to know a lot of things about all these celebrities and that drama, and I'm like, it's literally the best time to just like add it to the podcast, and I'm really so excited for it, because the things I have planned, guys. just wait and see. So what do you think about this pop culture? Do you think it's a good one or not? Because I feel like it's legit literally a good one. Well, this podcast has a YouTube channel. This is the first time I'm doing this YouTube channel, like for this podcast. Like, I've had a YouTube channel before, sure, but I stopped for a while because it wasn't great. Then later I continued. I think I continued last year, and I just stopped that one because I was going to NYC camp, and I was like, I don't think I'll be able to film during that NYC period. Like, in camp, people just be staring at you, and I'll just be very uncomfortable. And I'm like, what am I even going to give them? Like, give you guys, people that are watching the video. So, excuse me. So I just didn't like film at all. I just let it be. Even though, like, before I even went for NYC camp, I've already recorded some YouTube videos, but I just never posted it. I don't know why. I can't remember why. But I just never posted it. So I'm like, okay, I've seen some YouTube podcasts with YouTube channels. Let me do it. But this thing is going to take data. And right now, I know that I'm going to have to compress this video. So probably the quality is going to be a little bit low, but at least I pray it's going to be clear. You'll be able to see my face and all of that, yeah. So why it has a YouTube channel? Just because I just feel like it should have a YouTube channel. At least see the video of it, see how it's going and everything. Yeah. So normally this podcast new episode is always like posted. It always comes out on Sunday, but now I've changed it to Wednesday. Why? I read that Wednesday is the best time to upload podcast episodes. I'm going to give that a try and I hope it works, because this podcast is not, I don't like the way it's looking. The listeners are just low, but I'm grateful for the people that listen, even if it's just one person, 2, 5, 10. I'm really grateful for those who have been listening, my friends, people I don't know. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I really, really appreciate it. I love you guys. So the upload day, Wednesday, that's when the audio part of this podcast will be uploaded, and the video will be uploaded on YouTube on Friday. So keep that in mind. Wednesday for the audio part, Friday for the video part. So don't forget. So do not forget at all. So this podcast as a newsletter is not a new thing, but I didn't really promote it that much. I feel like it was when I created the website for this podcast that I just did the newsletter, but I didn't really speak about it that much. But to be honest, I can't explain how you guys will get the newsletter, even though I wrote it down in my podcast book that I'm going to explain to you guys how you can subscribe to the newsletter. But in the first episode of this podcast, this new era, I would say, of this podcast, I'm definitely going to explain to you guys how you can, what they call the name, how you can subscribe to the newsletter. Because I don't know how you can. I know I've checked it, my data has finished, to be honest. So I was even like trying, like, okay, before I record and all of that, I'm going to like check the website and just explain to you guys. But I don't think I've changed the name of the website. But I think the name of the website is still that 2515. I'm not sure. So I want everything to be orderly before like I explain to you guys how you can like subscribe to the newsletter. But newsletter is going to contain a lot of things. I'm not going to tell you when like the days of the newsletter is like. The day's newsletter is going to be coming out, but I may have written it down. But just be checking your emails every time you subscribe to it. Okay, when will this newsletter come? I can't wait to see the newsletter of why you press and all of that. So newsletter is going to contain various things, maybe podcasts you should listen to, underrated artists, maybe movies or series you should watch, books I'm reading. If you're a fan of book, you love reading books, I'm like, okay, this is going to contain that. Love other things too, but that's like the few, like I mentioned. Am I talking fast? I told myself that this season I won't be talking fast, but it feels like I'm talking fast, to be honest. I'm more nervous. Like, if you guys think I'm nervous, I'm more nervous, but I feel like this way I'm always like talking, but I've gone so far right now. I literally just can't, what they call the name, start over, like, possible. So let me, like, and I tasted this bitter malt yesterday. It had this aftertaste. I was just so, like, bitter. But when I tasted it this morning, it was just, like, normal. I don't know if it's because my throat is in shambles or my body is just in shambles at the moment, but it's not that bad. Definitely, there'll be guests on this podcast. I don't think we had a lot of guests like in the second season. We had one, I think we had like 2 guests, but this time definitely there's going to be a lot of guests. I can't tell you guys how many guests. I've had some written down that I'm like, okay, yeah, I want to be on this podcast, and I'm still looking for more. If you're interested in being a guest on this podcast, send an email, yiup@gmail.com. You can see it like below. Yeah, send an email or even send a DM on Instagram at yiup_. You'll see it here. So just send an email or DM on Instagram if you're going to be guests on this podcast. Like, a lot of guests with a lot of topics. I think like, topics are so wide that I just have a lot of things that, okay, this person, it needs to be a collaboration. There needs to be a guest on this podcast. And just like, guests come here. And if anyone is going to be interested in being a guest on the podcast, tell the person to contact this podcast. Contact it. Even yourself, if you're interested, contact me. So, since I'm a huge fan of music, the second season I did why you press for the 2515 playlist, yeah, I did the 25-15 playlist, and I was just like, after every episode, I always recommended songs for you guys to listen to. So I did that, and it was called Why You. Why did I keep on saying Why You Press? It was called 25-15 playlist. Only available on Spotify. But without Spotify, you can still listen to it without having Spotify. Yeah. So I was always like recommending songs after each episode. I'm still going to be doing that. That's not going to change at all. So now I've changed it to for depressed playlist. So you guys are pressed. They're always pressed about stuff you shouldn't be pressed about. That's for you. But it's also for other people too that are not pressed about various stuff. So check it out when the new first episode comes out. But you can still like still check it out right now because I've changed it on Spotify too for the press playlist. And if you need the link to it, just let me know and I'll send it to you. So see some of the songs that I like. This one, I'm not really sure about it though, but at the same time, I'm quite sure. Let me see, I'm like 70-80% sure there's going to be BTS of this episode, various episodes to be honest. And should there even be BTS? Because I feel like just my data going, not really my data, because Glow does this 100 naira for one gig from 12 a.m. to 5 a.m. So I have to like make myself stay away like that 12 like to a little bit later for me to upload. So literally not my data, but I don't feel is there use. I know that I'm always speaking about things that are not that relevant to that episode. Like maybe something happened to me, let me just do something I saw, blah blah blah. And I've not even gotten to the episode, the main topic of the episode. It was like 5 minutes gone. So I'm like, I'll just put all that to the BTS and other stuff that are BTS content. Like even though like BTS is just behind the scenes, maybe various things that happen that are not shown on the video as you're seeing right now. Yeah, to be there. But I'm talking about other stuff that I think quite is going to make the podcast long. Straight to BTS. But at the same time, like if there is for me to do that, I can just like erase all of that. So there's going to be background music. There was like background music on some episodes, like 2 or 3 episodes. The former co-host Lola suggested it and I did it, but I wasn't doing it every episode, but now every episode I will do a background music for every episode. Yeah, there is going to be short break here. There's going to be like short breaks in between, like so, because I'll try not to make this podcast long. I mean this episode, the episodes long. But I feel like the episodes have increased because someone I know was like, you've increased the length of the episode, blah blah blah. And I just like it's based on what I'm talking about. Like I'm the type that when I'm recording, I have a lot of things to see. I would say I'm not going to stop halfway or quarterly because I don't want it. No, I'm going to say everything I need to say, to be honest. But I'll try my possible best not to say irrelevant stuff or stuff that get to the topic. Those stuff, like I said, we'll go to the BTS. And short break here, so in between, I don't know how many short breaks there'll be, but in between the like short breaks, it's not going to be very, very long, just little, and boom, I get back to the episode. I've already mentioned it, but it's still on the list of things I said I was going to speak about in this trailer. If you want to collaborate with me, email at yiup@gmail.com. But if you can't like send an email, Instagram, that's why you press _. I'll be waiting to see your emails, your messages. I really hope a lot of people out there are willing to collaborate with me. I pray so. Yeah. So I got this idea again from Black Girls Living, the first episode. I think you should check out that podcast. It's nice. And as I said, I'm going to mention to you guys the first 5 episodes. So things you should be expecting the first 5 episodes of this podcast. So the first episode is Met Gala, Skit Tattoo, Met Gala in Nigeria. And if you don't know who Skit is, that's Pete Davidson, nickname given by Kanye West. That's the first episode. So Met Gala was May 1st, yeah. I was speaking about the Met Gala. And even though you guys are like, well, Met Gala happened that many months ago, why are you speaking about? Like most of the topics I wrote down was during it was happening, I was writing down. So most of the topics you'll be seeing, probably like old news, even you have forgotten about it, but I'm here to remind you what happened, give my opinions about what happened. So Met Gala, Skit Tattoo. The Skit Tattoo was about, he got like is it like the is it, let's say abbreviations that be initials of Kim Kardashian's children on his body. Yeah, my opinions about that. People had like opinions to say about it. Met Gala in Nigeria, should there be Met Gala in Nigeria? Do you think there should be Met Gala in Nigeria? Will it flop? The second one is marriage. Call me daddy. Moving in with your partner leads to break off. And when it comes to marriage, that marriage part has to do with people telling you, get married now. Are you not you're old enough to get married? When will you get married? That kind of stuff. At your age, you're 40 something, you're 30 something, you've not gotten married. Call me daddy. There are some people that like to call guys daddy, or some guys want women to call them daddy. My opinions about that. Moving with your partner leads to break off. That has to do with most times when you like moving with your partner, like you move with your partner now, can you? After a while, you guys break up. My opinions about that. The third one, Will Smith and Chris Rock, Zoe Kravitz and Megan and Sorry. So you know the Will Smith and Chris Rock that was very popular on social media. Will Smith slapped Chris Rock. My opinions about that. Zoe Kravitz, like I think it was like she was even like trending on Twitter, I guess, about our opinion about that Will Smith and Chris Rock. So. And people have started pulling out receipts about feelings for Jaden Smith and all of that. So my opinions about that situation. And Megan and Tory, this has been going on since the last year, I guess, that Tory shot Megan on the leg, or beyond the foot. And that's been going on. People have different opinions about it. So my opinion about that. The first one, when it gets, this generation makes it so hard to do the right thing. And I put Dubai stories here. I feel like Dubai stories could be a collaboration. Let me see how it goes. If there's someone that is willing to do that as a guest with me, it's going to be cancelled. Yeah, it's going to be cancelled. That's just me speaking about it. But the wedding guest, so this stuff on Twitter, this girl on Twitter that she posted like a picture of her in a wedding. And what she wore, people are like, oh, why are you wearing this? If you come to my wedding, I will send you out. Can't come to my wedding like that. Blah, blah, blah. My opinion about that. This generation makes it so hard to do the right thing. Someone I'm following on Instagram posted this, and I have an opinion about that. Dubai stories, if you heard all these Dubai stories, mostly on Twitter, I see that. I'm very active on Twitter, guys. So I'll keep on mentioning Twitter every time. So, Dubai stories about people saying, oh, went to Dubai, he told me to do these things. Oh, a lot of nasty, disgusting things. And I'm like, are you really doing it? Hey, voila. My opinions about that. And the last one, music for TikTok, Piola. It should be pronounced Piola. I'm always having issues pronouncing some words because I'm like, I think it's Piola. Hope I'm correct, guys. Let me know. Writing your songs or rap. Music for TikTok, this has to do with people saying that, oh, this particular artist or some artists are just doing songs for TikTok. You just want to like trend on TikTok. My opinions about that. Piola, I would even explain Piola actually. Maybe you paid to do like to get your like now. Each one is like album or song like number one, number two on the chart, and they're like, oh, it's Piola. This person paid to do all these things to get the song charted like this. If not, this song would have charted that for me, song would be like 69 on the chart, but now it's number 5. Piola, that kind of stuff. And writing your songs or rap, people are like, oh, it's better to write their songs. Boo, go, get out. You don't write a rap, get out. My opinions about that, and that's all. Like when I was like even speaking about this, I just realized I have something to say concerning this. Like when I was talking about like introducing myself, that when you're listening to this episode, this podcast, I'll be saying literally and to be honest a lot. That's like my I'm about to say that's literally my most used words. Literally to be honest. Literally to be honest. I'll be doing that. There's something I'm meant to say, but I can't remember. That's it. It's something I'm meant to say, but I just can't remember. Let me think about it. So now I remember what I was supposed to say. There's not going to be a season for this podcast, like no new season. Like you're expecting this to be season 3. This is not season 3. Sorry guys. This is just episode 1. I think this is new era. Last season I said this is going to be a new beginning. I think it's even new era, I said. And boom. It was nothing new at all. Nothing happened at all that we won't call it. Because I didn't see any changes. But I'm actually going to like do my possible best to like work towards it. Like I know I'm a very hardworking person. I'm just going to work towards it. Work. I'm not going to leave that at all. I'm going to give my all in it. So no new like episodes, no new season, I mean. So once it gets to 100 and something, 200, 300, once I know that okay, it's when I want this podcast to end. As it's going to end, because I feel like I prefer it to be episode 1 to 300, 200, than we season 20 or season 30. Like I just prefer like this episode stuff. Yeah. So follow the IG page at why are you pressed underscore. Like I know it would have been easier for you guys to just like send an email. And it's the correct one. Send an email. But I don't know, I don't understand Instagram. Like that app doesn't have sense at all. It used to fuck up, it fucks up most times. So like you know you can change your account from a normal accounts like a business or professional. So I was trying to like use like a business account also. But so like you know you choose what category the account is under and it wasn't doing, it was showing me something something error, blah blah blah. And I'm like, what's going on? I don't get it. So I can't even do that stuff. So as I mentioned, the what they call the email to you guys. So subscribe to this channel. Yeah, so if you subscribe and turn on the post notifications, you definitely see message that okay, this new episode is out of Why Are You Pressed podcast. And if you subscribe to the podcast too, I will explain to you guys later how you can subscribe to the podcast on like any podcast app, any app you're using to listen to your podcast. They will definitely receive notification of when a new episode comes out. Let me remind you guys, audio comes out Wednesday. Friday is a video. Share this video. Share this audio. If you're listening to this, the audio part, comment. Let me know your thoughts about it. And also, I need to mention this. I have to keep it in mind. I'm reminding myself as I'm speaking. I don't want to speak too fast. When I told me that I'm always speaking too fast, and I'm like, it just happens like that. So I'll try not to speak too fast. Next, the first episode of this, Why You Pressed, I'll try not to speak too fast. Like, I'm going to speak normally. Like, I will speak normally like this. So that's the end of this podcast, of this episode, I mean. So I will see you guys when the first episode drops. Love you.